I speak to you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. I don't know how to avoid the topic. I mean, it's a huge elephant in the room, so let's just deal with it right from the very beginning, and then we can move on. Nick was a right-wing, overzealous politician with a bad attitude. And if he got caught talking to Jesus, he was done. He was done for everything that he'd worked with and for his whole life. He'd spent in his entire life becoming an elite, right-wing, bad-attitude politician. Not that we would know what one of those are. But here's the difference. He had a change of heart. People change. And they change by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they can become new. Anyone and everyone can change. So in our contemporary context, I need to ask you to not stop praying. Not only for the victims of our current political situation and our cultural situation, but even for those who are on the wrong side of what is good and healthy for humanity. Nick had a change of mind. What Scripture says, a renewal of his mind, and he had some serious questions about his spirituality, and so he went to see Jesus. And he went to see him at night so he wouldn't be seen. You imagine what's going through his mind as he's walking down the back path towards Jesus' house. He's thinking, I've got it all. Money, power, and influence. And I feel empty inside. And I know I need to make a change, but I don't know where to start. And so he sneaks through the back door and through the corridors, and he finds Jesus standing there. And he says, can we chat? I need some time with you. And they sit and have a conversation, and eventually they get to the topic. And Nick asked the question, what do I got to do to change my life? And Jesus said, you need to be born again. Now, I don't know about you, but in the Anglican context, them scary words. You're pretty sure that your first time on the platform priest is about to go wingnut. But let's go deeper to the meaning of the words. It means to be born from above, born anew, start fresh, be cleansed from the old, begin in a new way. From moving in one direction to suddenly turn around and move in another. It means a fresh start in the power of the Spirit. And Nicodemus looks at Jesus and says, I can't be born again. What are you talking about? You can't go back into the womb. And Jesus sort of very gently shakes his head and says, let me try again. You need to be born of water and the Spirit. For in baptism, the Spirit changes the soul, opens our hearts and minds to a brand new beginning, gives us that fresh start. It is God's power working through the Spirit in baptism that changes everything. It is the new beginning. Now, for those of you who are gathered here today who have been baptized when you were an infant and you don't remember the experience, all you know is that your parents and your godparents spoke on your behalf. That doesn't mean that baptism is anything less. And for those of you who are adults, who were baptized in your teens or when you were adults, you remember the experience. You know that something felt different inside. But it isn't just in the moment, it's as it unfolds in us that things truly change for us. So let me try to explain it in this way. There is a theory called the bounded set. This is the way it works. As long as you say, do, and think, and feel all the right things, you fit in. Let me give you that again. As long as you say, do, think, and feel all the right things, you fit in. The problem with the bounded set is nobody can get in and nobody can get out, because it looks like this. As long as you say, do, think, and feel all the right things, you fit in, except you can't get in and you can't get out. That's not Jesus' way. Jesus' way is burst that box, shatter those boundaries. And as long as you are headed towards the cross, no matter where you are in the journey, as long as you are headed towards the cross of Jesus, as long as you're asking questions, exploring possibilities, aiming towards a brand new experience with Jesus, you are welcome, wanted, and needed in this place every day, all day, no matter what. That your baptism has begun a new journey in you, but no matter how many questions you have, no matter how many concerns you have, no matter how uncertain you may be, as long as you are heading towards that cross, this is the place for you. This is the place where you can ask questions. This is where you can have doubts and fears and anxieties, and yet you know that you are welcome, wanted, and needed all the time. When Jesus was done with Nicodemus, Nicodemus left for a while, and we weren't sure for a really long time until near the end of Jesus' experience what happened to him. And then he showed up again. You see, the philosophy that 80% of success is showing up is true. And you did. You showed up. Some say, is there more? Oh, there's more. There's small group ministries where we will come together and learn together and grow together and share together. There's experiences that you will have in this place that will nurture your spirit. We hope that every time you walk out the door, you feel better about being here. That you've had an encounter with somebody in this place that has refreshed your spirit, and that you know that you are loved by God beyond your imagination. We begin this new journey together. And I need you to take something away. I remember when I was a little kid. Okay, I've always been little. Let me try that again. When I was a teenager, I attended an Anglican church that will remain nameless because we're live. And I was bored to death. Nothing seemed to happen that connected with me. And yet I remember that when the priest and the people of that congregation enwrapped me in God's love and accepted me the way I was and invited me to grow. Did you catch that one? Invited me to grow, but accepted me the way I was. And that is what this place is to be. To know when you walk in the door that you are accepted no matter what's going on in your life, and that you will be invited to grow, but loved through any and all experience. Nicodemus discovered later in his journey with Jesus that that was so. My prayer for you today is that you will have a Nicodemus experience. That you'll be willing to ask questions, explore new ideas and new possibilities. And that as your faith grows, you'll be able to continue your journey searching out the cross. Because it's our responsibility to bring you to the foot of the cross. To make sure that you have every positive, healthy, exciting, dynamic experience of Jesus that you possibly can. There is so much more that I want to say to you today, but we're out of time. Amen.